This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We lost 12.8% of New Zealand's bee colonies over the winter of last year. That doesn't sound too bad until you realise that 12.8% is 63,435 colonies. Kia ora. My name is Stella, and if you've ever wondered what would happen if bees disappeared, then this is the place for you. Before that though, we need to talk about what bees do so we can understand what we'd lose. Humans have been exploiting honeybees for almost 9,000 years. According to archaeological evidence, traces of beeswax was found in ancient pottery from Europe, the Near East, and North Africa, which suggests that the first farmers kept bees. Fast forward to more recent times, humans have created such a close symbiotic relationship with honeybees that they are now fully dependent on us. Yay! Not. We have domesticated bees to the point that if humans did not maintain the colonies, the bees would not survive. And for many reasons. One of them being is that bees need nutritional diversity. And in a society where there is more and more monocultural farming, the bees rely on beekeepers to move them to a different food source. Now, Aotearoa has always had bees, native bees, although these bees do bee things and some produce honey, it's not near what the introduced European honeybees are capable of. But how did they get here? Well, in 1839, a British missionary and beekeeper by the name of Mary Bumby landed on the shores of Hokianga with a humble cargo of two beehives. She brought them to pollinate the English plants that had already been introduced earlier. Bees aren't just a big old honey-making monarchy. They pollinate, a little job so important that it supports entire food chains. Sure, there are other insects that can pollinate, such as bumblebees, butterflies, regular flies, even mosquitoes. But no one is quite as good as the humble honeybee, as a single bee can pollinate between 1,000 and 500 flowers in one day. Multiply that by 20,000 bees in a hive, and that's at least 4 acres of land a day. The reason that bees and other insects pollinate plants is because the plants produce a yummy substance called nectar. It's like the reward for helping out the plants reproduce. So when a honeybee visits a plant to collect nectar, the pollen gets caught on a part of their leg called the pollen press. When they move to the next plant, the pollen falls off. Plants usually have a female and male plant, so this process of pollination is very important for the new generation of plants. The pollination of plants is really just like the bee's side quest. Like, it doesn't have any immediate benefits for the bees, but obviously if the bees didn't pollinate the plants, then the plants wouldn't produce the seeds. And then where would the bees go to get their nectar? The nectar is kind of important to bees, especially honeybees, because the nectar is what honey is made of. Fun fact, did you know that honey is bee vomit? To paint your picture of what that looks like, bees will collect the nectar by drinking it through their straw-like tongue called the proboscis. Then, once they return to the hive, they will find an empty or not completely full honeycomb in which they will expel the nectar and then use their proboscis and wings to stir and fan the nectar until it thickens into yummy honey. Beehives are full of products that help the bees through the winter and genuinely to survive. First and foremost, there's honey, their food source, and that is kept in beeswax comb, which they use to make and store the honey and also keep their larvae safely protected. In good old human fashion, we have found a way to take these products and more to use ourselves. Honey, obviously, we use in a lot of medicines, food, drinks, and cosmetics. There are a bunch of natural companies that use bee products in their skincare. Beeswax is one of them. It keeps moisture in your skin because it has waterproof qualities. That's why it's also used for a lot of boot polishes as well. If you have acne-prone skin, you'll like this one. Propolis is a concoction of tree sap, plant resin, beeswax, and bee saliva. Bees use propolis as a glue, but it also has healing properties and acts as a natural purifier. It can soothe inflammation and balance oily skin, perfect for treating acne. Now for the big question, what would happen if bees disappeared? Before I started my research, I thought that the world would fall apart without honeybees. But that's not strictly true. As I mentioned before, there are other pollinators, but honeybees are the only ones that produced enough honey for it to be worth taking, hence the name honeybee. Both honeybees and bumblebees are able to be domesticated for commercial pollination. So if honeybees disappeared, couldn't they just up the number of bumblebee colonies?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people often ask. And I guess the short answer is yes, to some extent, but they would never do the job that honeybees did because they'd be far too expensive. They're sort of a niche product, and like a typical hive of bumblebees has less than 100 foragers working on flowers. Often it's more like 20 to 50, and lasts maybe for 6 weeks. And that costs about the same as what it costs to hire a honeybee hive for a few weeks, like $150. And so I don't think there's any way you could produce enough bumblebees to replace the vast numbers of honeybees that are being used.
So, yes and no. Even though bumblebees are in some aspects better pollinators, like how they are able to work in colder weather, which means they come out earlier and in the morning and stay out later at night, compared to honeybee colonies, which range from 20,000 to 60,000, honeybee colonies max out at 250 per hive. And their colonies are annual, which means that their queen dies in the winter, making them harder and more expensive to maintain. They also don't travel as far, which makes them perfect for greenhouse pollination. But with orchards and paddocks, honeybees are superior, which is why it would be bad if they weren't there, because New Zealand has thousands of orchards, and it is one of the main ways our country makes money. To quote an article from Otago University by Peter and Petra Dearden, honeybees add $5.1 billion a year to the New Zealand economy through honey, bee products, and pollination. On the ecological side, those other pollinators would struggle to keep up with the demands, and in return, the pollinator deficiency would slow down the regeneration of native forest, leading to a broader breakdown of local ecosystems. If honeybees disappeared, we would lose more than our candles, honey, cough drops, face creams, etc. Ecosystems and the economy would struggle. There are AI robots that are able to pollinate, but I'm sorry, why should we be looking towards a future of robot bees and technology when we can look right in front of us and help the bees? Though right now honeybees in New Zealand are not currently facing extinction, they are at risk from biosecurity threats, pests, diseases, and environmental changes. There are many pests and diseases that are in New Zealand, such as parasites like varroa, bacteria like flower brood, and predators like wasps. But there are many more that are not yet in New Zealand, and we must keep ever vigilant to prevent them entering. As an example, earlier this year, there were sightings of a yellow-legged hornet in Auckland. Hornets are more or less wasps, but just double the size, and they feed on honeybees. Other threats to honeybees is climate change. Due to the climate change, the flowering cycles of plants has shifted. Talking to a beekeeper, she told me that her bees had started pollinating a month earlier every year. This may not seem like a problem, but in some cases, the flowers we finished before the bees have emerged. So how can we help? Mostly looking after the bees themselves should be the responsibility of the Ministry of Primary Industry and the people working in the bee industry. MPI has the responsibility for biosecurity risks coming over our borders and works closely with the beekeepers to manage diseases within the country. Controlling the spread of disease among bee colonies requires careful management, and that is why it is not recommended for people to have a hive at home. And if you do, it is mandatory that it is registered and inspected by MPI. That doesn't mean there is nothing that we can do at home to help the bees. A big help you can do is if you notice a lot of wasps around your property, is to seek out the nest and safely get rid of it. If the nest is on public property, your local council will exterminate it for you. Because the climate change is shifting the flowering cycles of plants, which can cause bees to starve, we can help by planting more diverse flowering plants. A diverse range of plants is also helpful for bees that are primarily exposed to one source of nectar, e.g. apples. A word of caution when choosing flowering plants. Many of the showing flowers, such as hybrid tea roses, may lack pollen and or nectar. I hope you have learned a little bit about bees, why they are so important, and what would happen if they disappeared. And remember, be conscientious, be kind, and most importantly, be...
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.